Federal government is just beginning to enforce the Obama-era education rules, which replace the No Child Left Behind Act. Each state needs to show how they will comply, and Washington officials have just submitted their plan. As KUOW's Paige Browning reports, it will mean less of a focus on test scores.
Washington education officials want to use new benchmarks to evaluate schools besides testing. State school superintendent Chris Rakedahl says tests are like a thermometer. They give information at a given moment, but he says Washington's plan will look at more.
We include a lot of other variables that will matter now when we rank schools. So graduation rates will be 50% of the formula.
Washington will also evaluate how often students are absent, programs for English learners, and more. Rakedahl says the new plan may pinpoint hundreds of schools that didn't get attention under No Child Left Behind.
Maybe there's a very specific population of students or two that are struggling. So maybe it's English language learners, or maybe it's students of color. In that case, we will have some state support where we will help them and guide them.
The state's education plan will now be reviewed by federal officials. They'll determine whether Washington meets the federal guidelines. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.